The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Good afternoon. This is JB, and welcome to Biz Solutions, sponsored by Card Solutions International. Throughout the program, please feel free to join us in the chat room, which will be manned throughout the show. Due to time constraints, we cannot answer everybody, but please feel free to email us at info@cardsolutions.us. And we'll be happy to get back to you as soon as possible. Got a little housekeeping to do from the prior show. We were talking about how to make your business look bigger, and we were talking about virtual offices. We had an individual who got on the chat room and was questioning us about some virtual offices. And basically just get on Google, do a Google search for virtual office. There are a number of them listed in most of the cities around the country. And another possibility is call your local Chamber of Commerce. And that takes care of this week's housekeeping. With me today is Mr. Don Gross. Don is from the Entrepreneur Source. He has over 20 years entrepreneurial experience. And Don, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jay. Thanks for having me join you today.
Sure. Tell me a little about the Entrepreneur Source and what's it about? What can Entrepreneur Source do for us and for the listeners?
Jay, the Entrepreneur Source has been in business for over 25 years. It's a business coaching company where through the Entrepreneur Source, I work with clients who would like to consider self-employment as an alternate career option. So it gives me a chance to work with people who maybe somewhere through their lives have had a thought about working for themselves but really never knew how to do it, how to find the right business. So the Entrepreneur Source is a franchise company, and through the Entrepreneur Source, I work with about 300 companies in about 70 different industries.
Mm-hmm. So you give advice and you coach people as well?
Yeah, I coach them through our analytical process on finding out what their transferable skills are and helping them define their goals and expectations for their future lifestyle. Together with those things, I go through our companies and pull out three or four different companies that would allow them to reach those goals and being self-employed and controlling their own destiny.
Mm-hmm. I've read a number of articles that you've had printed in various national and international news media, and one of the articles states here that employment challenges provide opportunities for seasoned business people. That's one of the headlines. Maybe you can extrapolate a little bit on that.
Well, certainly what's happened, it was already starting several years ago, and the Entrepreneur Source came up with a term called the new career economy. It was something that was supposed to happen over several years, and because of what's happened with the recession over the last year and a half is that the new career economy is happening today. And what that means is people are no longer able to work for the same company for 25 years, 30 years, and retire with a gold watch and a pension and know where their retirement was going to be. So what has to happen is people have to be able to take control and be able to look at things that will allow them to get to their own retirement and fulfill their own destiny.
I guess some of your best clients would be executives who might be unemployed right now with prior business experience. Would those be some of your prime people who would contact the Entrepreneur Source?
Actually, thanks, Jay. That's really one of my best clients is someone who's been in the corporate world, has had a certain amount of experience in a certain field, and now would like to be able to at least explore the possibilities of finding a different business. So with using their transferable skills, it's a way of showing them that by using a business model that they're going to look at and be able to ask questions and validate and talk to existing franchisees, that they'll be able to move forward using their own skills that they come to the process with and the franchisor's business model and be able to move forward in a successful business.
On some of these executives who might be contacting you, what kind of background, what kind of experience do they usually usually want from them, or who really is contacting you for your expertise?
And actually, it's any number of people. It doesn't have to be an executive. We've got a lot of women now that would like to be in business for themselves, being that they can have the flexibility to control the lifestyle so that they can find a home-based franchise that will allow them to stay at home, be there for their kids and for school and soccer games if needed, and still be able to run a business. So I go from that type of person on up to someone who's been an executive in a Fortune 500 company, and now they're looking for something that would be able to be multi-unit, or they want to look at something that they'll buy in as a area director or a regional director, and then bring in franchisees under them. So it's that's why I like what I do so much, because I can work with anybody who has at least the desire to do the research and learn what else is out there. So it's not you don't have to already have all the experience. That's what buying into a franchise gets you, is you're buying them for their expertise and their marketing and the know-how to get the business up and running quickly.
Well, you mentioned these some women who are looking at possible positions in as franchisees, owners, excuse me, not positions, owners of franchises. What kind of background would they need, or what are they looking for in your estimation, or from those that you have talked to so far, as far as what types of jobs, any particular categories, SIC codes?
Not really. It runs the gamut, because it can be someone who's been a teacher and now would like to do something, could be in a tutoring business, could be anybody who's been in marketing or advertising or sales that has some experience of working with the public. It's as long as through one of the items that I work with my clients on is an assessment of their skills and their communication style. So some people are good at being detail-oriented, and maybe they need a certain type of business that will allow them to succeed, where somebody else who is more of an outgoing personality would do well in a more sales and marketing type business.
Mm-hmm. I know that some people, I guess there's a myth that franchisors are charging franchisees expensive, exorbitant rates, but to become a franchisor or franchisee, it's not that expensive, is it? Is it just a myth?
It can be. It all depends what you look as expensive. It can be anywhere from $10,000 up to probably $25,000 for the actual franchise fee, and then after that, it's a normal investment in opening a business. But it's what you're getting for that franchise fee. The fact that you're getting a business plan that you know is as been proven successful in advance. One of the things that, one of the choices that someone has once they decide that they're going to go into business for themselves, or at least like to think about it, is you could open your own independent business. And that type of business, you have to know what usually it's somebody who goes into that who in an independent business might already work in a restaurant, so they decide they're going to open a restaurant because that's what they know. In the meantime, they don't know about the marketing and the financial and all the other parts of the business that needs you need to know. So as an independent business owner, you maybe don't have to pay a franchise fee, but you're then going to pay for the learning experience of figuring out by your own mistakes as to where you're going. And most people end up taking a lot longer to ramp up a business because of that.
Those mistakes can be rather costly, can't they?
Be rather costly, and we start seeing more and more businesses that do go out of business because they didn't have a better idea of what it was going to cost to do all the extras, and they also didn't know how long it was going to take to ramp up. So even though you can see somebody who has a good idea for a business, but they still run out of time and money and end up losing everything. Mm-hmm. So
what you're saying is best for them to come to somebody like you, a business consultant or your entrepreneur source, to get that kind of advice, and you'll do an analysis of where they are right now, both their knowledge and their finances, I guess, to try to fit them in the right kind of business.
Yeah, that's the financing is certainly a part of the picture that we need to look at, because if someone only has a small amount of money, then there's certain limitations that they can have to do. The government has allowed people to be able to take money out of their retirement accounts to be able to put into a business. And there's one called a 401k rollover, where someone can roll over that their 401k money, and at that point, the 401k actually buys the franchise and owns the business. So it's a very interesting financing tool that we work with, as well as the SBA. And sometimes it comes down to having going to find that rich uncle who's going to help finance your business.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to find a rich uncle in my family, but I totally understand.
Just keep searching, Jay. Search the family tree.
I don't know if there are any leaves left up there with any kind of green. One of your other articles was that I read said preparing yourself for the new career economy. And let me quote you here. 75% of the population wants to be self-sufficient, but the majority do not know how to get there. For those that would like to consider self-sufficiency, there are a few options. And you mentioned starting your own business from scratch, acquiring an existing business, or consider franchising. Can you go into that again? Because I know you touched on it before, but maybe you want to touch on it again.
The fact that 75% of the public would like to do something on their own because they get fed up with the boss and don't want to have to deal with with those type of issues. So at some point they say, "Gee, I want to go out and do my own business." And that's where a lot will either start something from scratch as an independent, or they'll work with a business broker and try to find a business to buy. So when you look at the options, those two options, where, as we were saying before, as an independent startup business, 90% are out of business in the first couple of years. And then if you could buy a business, the issue there can be never knowing for sure whether you're paying the right price for the business. And that's very difficult to assess, and whether the owners wants to sell now because they know that things are going to start going downhill. And that's really one of the reasons why I ended up with the Entrepreneur Source, because I was looking at business opportunities myself and hooked up with a coach from the Entrepreneur Source and started comparing, what I was seeing with the business broker and then working with the Entrepreneur Source coach. And the fact that we go through and look at all the details, and at some point you can see that it can be a better investment by investing in a franchise and starting it from the beginning and building it up, and then when you're ready, you sell it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. From my experience and many others, you really have to feel it in your gut. And isn't that the first place that you gotta look inside yourself and say, hey, you know, I really want to do this. And then you go into step two and step three of finding the financing and contacting people in the family tree. And
it's the, you know, you're right to a certain extent where you have to, what you have to want to do is be in business for yourself. And
it's a 24-hour job.
Be in control. That is key one. What happens with a lot of people is that they get caught up in that they want to find something that's totally in their comfort zone. Like I said earlier, you know, someone who works in a restaurant and then decides that they're going to go out and open their own restaurant. Well, that's why with going through and figuring out what the transferable skills are for somebody and showing them that they don't have to be stuck in their comfort zone, that they can look at things outside and be able to, with the franchisor's help, be able to move forward. But the first key, though, is you have to want to really be in business for yourself. And it's not for everybody, but for those out there, what usually happens in the process is as they're looking, they get scared somewhere through the process of the unknown. And that's why by working together, and I have a weekly call with my clients. And so we talk about the things that they've learned, and we talk about the negatives that have come up, and we try to work through those. And at the end of the day, either they'll move forward with a business, or they'll say, thank you, now I know I need to go find a job because this really isn't for me. And so for me, it's a success as long as we can get them to a point of clarity that they know how to move forward.
Right. As far as your clients are concerned, they're getting that personal service from you, which is so important with a lot of other businesses. They're not getting that kind of personal service, that guidance that they really need, especially when they're in the startup mode for the first 90 days or 6 months. So our listeners might be able to contact you. Tell them how they can contact you best. Phone number, yep. Email. Do you have a website or anything?
Yeah, the local phone number is here in Wellington is 561-337-9389. That's 561-337-9389. My email is dgross@esourcecoach.com. That's dgross, G-R-O-S-S, at esourcecoach.com. The Entrepreneur Source website is theesource.com.
Okay, going a little bit further, thank you. One of your other articles talks about a person asks a question. I can't be in the business I know nothing about. How do you respond to that type of individual?
Well, that's really most people come to the process feeling that way, and that's the normal feeling because. Anything else we would think is just being risky or being just out of touch with reality. So it's but by being able to look at different options and comparing, that's what brings it to a point where they can start seeing, and by talking to other franchisees that have started out in the same process that they are in now, they can see that they can move forward.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, Don, thanks a lot for your information. Believe it or not, our time is up.
Wow, that was fast, Jay. Didn't we just get started?
We just got started. It goes pretty quickly. So, again, Don, I want to thank you for being a guest on the show. And let me close the show with a tip of the week. The tip of the week basically would be to look for a business consultant or coach with experience. Not just somebody out of college with a PhD with no experience whatsoever. You need somebody to guide you through the whole process. And again, Don, I thank you very much for coming. And we'll go on. And hopefully people will contact you with any questions or information that they might have.
Yeah, thanks, Jay. Thanks for the opportunity to be here today.
Okay, thanks for coming. Next week on our show, we will have the regional vice president, Jeff Park, of Verifone Corporation. Verifone is the company that makes the credit card terminals and other business equipment. Very big in the industry, been around for about 40, 50 years now. And Jeff is going to talk about the new swiper that's available for the iPhone, and we'll touch base with him on costs and you know how the whole process works with the swiper. Again, thanks, Don, for being here. Can't wait till next week's show. And everybody, have a great week. So, Peter, how'd you like the show today on Biz Solutions?
I loved it. I found the show to be very informative. In fact, over the past few weeks, I've learned a little bit more about yours and Donner's expertise. What I would like to know is if you could just explain exactly what Card Solutions International does and just tell me a little bit more.
Well, Card Solutions International specializes in the small to medium-sized business. We're currently entering into our 15th year of business, and it's all we do. Several years ago, we found that our perfect niche was in the mail telephone order merchant, the small open door business, the e-commerce merchant, and even the mobile merchant. And as a matter of fact, we are one of the very few resellers of the new iPhone and BlackBerry application. We have varied programs, and we work to match up programs to the customer's business profile. Time will never allow us to share everything with our audience, so they can always contact us at 800-530-2440 or info@cardsolutions.us.
Tell me something. How can you be so sure that you'll be able to provide most businesses with a monthly savings?
Well, we can't guarantee a monthly savings, but we do use every trick in the book as far as looking at our cost plus programs. We have full disclosure of fees. We analyze the statements for specific business types.
Our business experience brings credibility to our industry and to our own business.
Well, back in 1997, we were the beta agency for e-commerce. We also have our staff an ongoing education, and we keep up with all industry trends. We're there after the sale. We monitor all our emails. And as far as me personally, I've over 30 years' experience with small businesses. I've got a master's in business administration, and I taught business and accounting on college level.
I graduated from Indiana University with a bachelor's degree, and for the almost 25 years, I was in retail upper management. With the last 7 years, I was actually a retail business advisor.
So, if I was smart, I'd contact you and either review my current merchant account, or I'd talk to you about getting set up with a new merchant account, right?
Right.
Right. Well, Peter, thank you very much for your interest in Don and me and Card Solutions International. And thank all the listeners for allowing us and making us the hottest small business internet radio talk show.
Our listeners can always contact Card Solutions International after the show at 800-530-2440, info@cardsolutions.us, or visit our website at www.cardsolutions.us. You're